Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Take away this stony heart out of my flesh. Give me a new heart and a new spirit within me. A heart of love, not of stone. For how often shall my brother sin against me, Lord, and I forgive him? 7 times? No, God. I will forgive him or her 70 times 7. I will delight myself in my Heavenly Father and receive unspeakable riches, not of this world, but of God, who breathes into me. For he keeps me in perfect peace, as my mind is steadfast in him. He has wrought a mighty change in my heart, that I have no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually. And have become a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new. The Holy Ghost will be my constant companion and my scepter, an unchanging scepter of righteousness and truth, and my dominion, an everlasting dominion. And without compulsory means, it shall flow unto me forever and ever. For I am given this exceedingly great and precious promise from Christ, that as I come to him, I can partake of his divine nature and escape the corruption and self-absorption and unconsciousness that is in this world and be saved. Because like sheep, we have gone astray, each of us turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Christ our iniquity and foolishness. He has laid my iniquity on Christ. Therefore, I will not let the book of his law depart from my mouth, but will meditate on it day and night, and be careful in all his words. Then I will be prosperous and successful, and I will clothe myself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, that in walking with him I will know him and love him even more. For his love is like precious oil poured on my head, running down on my face, upon the collar of my clothing, and into the center of my heart. So I will love him with all my heart, and with all my soul, and with all my mind. I will throw off everything that hinders, and my sins that so easily entangle, and I will run with perseverance the race marked out for me. I will approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that I may receive mercy and find grace to help me in my time of need. For neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And I bow my knees unto God, that he grant me, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, in my soul, that Christ may dwell in my heart by faith, and that I, being rooted and grounded in love, be able to comprehend the breadth and and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that I will be filled with all the fullness of God. So in coming fully to God, I will live in perfect peace and perfect joy, and will do all that I have come to do, and will fill the measure of my creation, and have joy and rejoicing in my posterity.
Into day.